genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
18 after on this Wednesday. So I was cruising around the internet the other day, which I, well, frankly, do a lot of, and Ivy says I probably do too much of, but so it is. She does a fair amount of Pinterest cruising herself, so let's just keep that in mind. But at any rate, I find this picture of this Michigan farmer, Mark Santucci. He owns a farm up in Traverse City area. And here's thousands of pounds of tart cherries on the ground. And the caption was, "These cherries are beautiful, but we have to dump 14% of our tart cherry crop on the ground to rot. Why? So we can allow the import of 200 million pounds of cherries from overseas." It makes no sense to me. So I decided, you know, I better get this guy on the air. Mark Santucci, our next guest here, owner of Santucci Farms in Traverse City. Mark, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
So, all right, explain this. You dumped how many pounds of cherries, first of all?
42,000 pounds.
21 tons.
Mm-hmm.
21 tons, 42,000. Why would you dump 42,000 pounds? And there's nothing wrong with them, correct?
No, they were probably some of the best we've ever grown.
Then why not just sell them?
I wasn't allowed to. If I was, trust me, I would have sold them.
And when you say you're not allowed to, you're saying the federal government would come in, fine you, seize your property, do whatever it is the federal government does if you sold those 42,000 pounds of cherries.
Well, it probably wouldn't have gotten to that. What would have happened is the way we sell our cherries, the tart cherries are almost all processed because they're not like the sweet cherries where you eat them fresh, and their lifespan off the tree is very short. So what happens is everything is controlled through the handler slash processor. So what they do is they control the processors. So the processors are told that X percent of the cherries either have to be taken off the market, in other words, put in some inventory for some unknown length of time, or put on the ground.
But why?
Because it's very complicated, but the long and short of it is they believe there's too many cherries that we've grown.
So it's a price control deal.
We have to get rid of some of them.
It's a price control measure from the United States government. How far back does this date?
Well, it started in 1937, but cherries were not always part of it. They were in the beginning, and then the farmers got rid of it, but the farmers and processors brought it back in 1995 when the price of cherries were very low back then, and they thought, and I underline that word thought, that this agreement would help them get a more favorable price from their perspective.
So for the 42,000, this is just baffling to me. This is the abject stupidity of government, you know, regulation not working the way, unintended consequences.
Absolutely.
Mark Santucci here, owner of Santucci Farms in Traverse City. All right, so 42,000 pounds of perfectly good tart cherries go on the ground. You take a picture. Does somebody from the government come by and go, yep, that's enough? Do they check it out, or what happens there?
They do check it out. It's not the government. The government has given the authority to a group called the Cherry Industry Administrative Board. So they check it out.
Sorry. I only laugh because that appalls me. I laugh right. Because I'm appalled. What's the value, the dollar value of 42,000 pounds of cherries, roughly?
Roughly, it's about $12,000.
So $12,000. So you go out there, you spray your trees, you prune your trees, you fertilize your trees, you grow new trees, you do all these things. And then the government demands that you dump $12,000 on the ground because of a law from the 1930s that was reenacted 30 years ago or whatever, that doesn't work. And meanwhile, we're importing 200 million pounds of cherries from overseas. Is that also true?
That's true, and that's the key point here. You see, when this law was passed in 1937, and then when it was reinstituted in 1995, no one thought about imports because, no, we didn't import any tart cherries back in the 30s. And in the mid-90s, we were a net exporter of cherries. But the world has changed since then, but the law doesn't change. The law doesn't take into account these changes that have taken place. And I've been banging my head against the wall trying to get the Cherry Industry Administrative Board to realize that everything has changed, and we have to take into account these 200 million pounds of cherries that are,
so
that
the,
are coming in.
Hold on. The Cherry Administrative Board, Cherry Industry Administrative Board, are any of those folks actual cherry growers, or are they just government people?
Some of them are cherry growers, but many of them not only grow cherries, but they import cherries. So they're the ones, the very same people who are importing cherries for their company
are forcing you to dump yours.
Determining what we can keep and what we need to put on the ground.
That I think that is the definition in Webster's for conflict of interest.
Yes, absolutely. And then to add insult to injury, two of the states that grow cherries, Pennsylvania and Oregon, have people on the board, but because their senators were smart, they don't have to follow any of the rules with respect to diverting cherries.
Now, wait a second. I thought Debbie Stabenow was the agriculture queen here from Michigan, the U.S. Senator from Michigan. Why can't she fix this?
Well, she wasn't in 1995, and trust me, I'm going to Washington in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to talk to her staff about the problems of this whole thing, and we'll see what she's able or not able to do at that point in time. So I'll give her a pass at this point in time.
No, but it's absurd. This is the way and because here's the thing. Your cherry crop on the ground rotting with fruit flies buzzing around is just one example of what's wrong with the government. Now, we've only got about 30 seconds left here, Mark, but apparently you're going to make some changes. If they don't make changes to help you, you're going to go a different direction. Is that right? I'll give you 30 seconds for the last word.
That is correct. To the extent that I can, I'm going to move my business as much as possible to fresh and other methods that I won't be under the control of the Cherry Industry Administrative Board.
Unbelievable. Mark Santucci, you have a Facebook page, correct?
Yes.
What
Santucci
is it?
Farm.
Santucci Farms. That's Santucci, guys. If you want to go check it out, you can see the cherries that were dumped on the ground. It's absurd. Mark, thank you for sharing your story.
Well, thank you for inviting me on the show.
There you have it. Mark Santucci, everybody. That's what's wrong with your government. Dump 42,000 pounds, 21 tons of cherries on the ground for no reason.